The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. First, I give honor to my Savior. I'm glad to be back in the house of the Lord this morning, and I'm glad to be back with you. I prayed for those who were in McAllen on the mission trip, and I hear that you were very enlightened from your trip, and I just pray that what you learn you will bring back to the church. Let it not stay in McAllen. And this morning I have family members with me. I'm glad to have my uncle and my aunt again. And today I also have my mother's sister, Sister Clara Childers, and I have my cousin, Vicki Fuller. I'm glad for you to be here with me today. Let us bow. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just come in the most humblest way that I know how, Lord. And I come asking that you go with me as I stand before your people, Lord. Ask that you hide me behind the cross, Father, because it's not me that they look toward, Father, but it's you. And I just ask you, Father, that you would speak to me, through me, and ask you, Lord, that what you have given me will go into their hearts and in their minds, and pray, Father, that they will be able to take it with them and that it will strengthen each and every one of them. And Lord, I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Today, I would like to use for a subject, Do You Know the Shepherd? We're all familiar with the 23rd Psalm, and for most of us, it was probably one of the first Psalms that we memorized as a child. And we are all familiar with David, and we can connect with him in some way. The 23rd Psalm is a psalm that was written by David. It is a psalm of comfort, peace, and trust. It is a psalm written by a man that went from poverty to the upper class. It was written by a man whose first job was that of a lowly shepherd, and then he became the king. It was written by a man who had been condemned of sin, but God forgave him. It was written by a man who had many personal struggles in life, but he managed to see them through. It is a psalm written by a man who knew the one person who had control over his life, and that was God. The 23rd Psalm is the most comforting and well-known psalm in the Bible. As stated, it was written by David. And he knew what it was like to be a lowly servant, and he knew what it was like to be on the top of the social ladder. David was a shepherd of literal sheep, and then became the king and shepherd of thousands of human sheep, the Israelites. David wrote this psalm through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And in this psalm, David uses an analogy as the Lord as a shepherd and his people as sheep. Sheep are totally helpless animals needing someone to provide for their every need. Without someone to lead them, they would be unable to find pastures, water, or protect themselves. The shepherd is their provider. They will lack nothing. The shepherd leads his sheep to green pastures with quiet running streams. The picture of the sheep lying in fresh grass seems so peaceful. They are content. They feel secure. Sheep are very timid creatures and would never go near a stream with running water. So thus, the shepherd leads them to a quiet stream. The green pastures represent the word of God. So we find that we can have peace, relaxation, and contentment in his word. As we read the word of God, it renews us. It cleanses us from our sins, and it brings us back to God. David knew of God's restoration, for he had committed adultery and had a man killed. But he was assured by Nathan that his sins had been forgiven. David wrote in the 32nd Psalm, "Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven." Isn't it wonderful to know that we can find peace, contentment, comfort, and restoration in the Word of God? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in the green pastures and by the quiet streams forever? But the shepherd leads us. He guides us on the path of righteousness. He leads us on a safe path and a path that will allow us to prosper. He leads us to do God's moral will. He leads us on a path that will be pleasing to God and will bring honor and glory to him. David also lets us know in this psalm that the life of a Christian is not easy, and there comes a time when we have to leave the green pastures and the quiet stream. David states that a time will come when we have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. A valley is described as a low area between hills, a depression that is longer than it is wide. The valley symbolizes some type of fearful experience. David understood going through the valley. Saul tried to kill him. His own son plotted to kill him. And for David, the valley of the shadow of death felt like sure defeat and evil. He used the phrase as a symbolic description of the world, meaning darkness and death. The shadow of death cast its dark, fearful outline across David's path. But with God by his side, David realizes that he does not have to remain in the valley. But with God leading and protecting him, he can walk through the valley and emerge victoriously. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." This line from the Psalms and the psalm as a whole has proven itself precious to many a dying saint through the ages. They have been comforted, strengthened, and warmed by the thought that the Lord would shepherd them through the valley of the shadow of death. These were David's thoughts as well as he walked through the valley of the shadow of death. David is able to say with confidence, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Even during this fearful time, the Lord is with him, and he comforts him and he protects him. The Lord's presence banishes the fear of evil that surrounds him. The sheep know that whatever dangers are around them, as long as the shepherd is near, as long as the shepherd is with them, they are safe and they have nothing to fear. David states that he is protected by the shepherd's rod and his staff. The shepherd carries a rod that is used to gently guide the sheep along. If a sheep happens to fall into a crack or a crevice, he's able to use that and pick the sheep up and bring him back to safety. He uses it to fight off wild animals that try to harm the sheep. his staff. He carries to lean on, because sometimes he gets tired during his journey and he needs a leaning post. God's word will guide, protect, and help us fight off the temptations of the world. Next, the shepherd prepares a table for David in the presence of his enemies. The shepherd provides food for his sheep, even during times of evil and danger. The sheep need to be fed. The table represents, again, the word of God. And to be fed while your enemies are present shows God's protection for us. It does not eliminate our enemies, but it shows that they are not to try and harm us. It says something about our shepherd. It tells our enemies that our shepherd is our protector. He's prosperous, he's powerful, and a generous man. Next, God anointed David's head with oil, again in the presence of his enemies. This was a generous gesture which bestowed honor on David as an esteemed guest. He talks of his cup, that it overflowed. The cup was likewise a gesture of generosity. It was not half full, but it was completely full. David was abundantly given the finest provisions at the table. Satisfaction, significance, and security are all abundantly supplied to the believer by God. David has been so well provided for that he can state with confidence, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life." We find that the shepherd's care brought the goodness and mercy to God, to David, and that he lived in the faithful expectation of it continuing all the days of his life. Goodness and loving kindness are probably the two most comforting attributes of God's character for the Christian. As a guest at the table, David's enemies no longer stalk him. Instead, God's goodness pursues him. God not only walks before us, leading us to places of rest and refreshment, but his goodness follows us from behind as well. My question this morning, do you know the shepherd? Do you know the shepherd as David does? Knowing that no matter what we face in life, the valleys that we must go through, the evil we must face, that no matter what befalls us, there is one. There is one that we can trust. There is one that comforts us. There is one that leads and guides us and provides all that we need. Do you know the shepherd?